Hey guys, it's Kathy Crafty Chica here with another episode of Crafty Chica's Tips for Creativepreneurs podcast. It is the second to last week of December 2017, and I'm already looking forward to 2018. And being a blogger, a writer, a content creator, I really want to take a new focus for 2018 and deliver and create the best articles, pictures, captions, blog posts, videos, everything that I can. And I think the number one tip is going to be thinking of you guys, the viewers, the followers, like, what do you want to see? And today I have a special guest with me to talk on this topic. My daughter Maya is here in town from Los Angeles, and some of you might remember when this podcast first started a couple of years ago. Maya and I started it as Chicas in the Moment. We were so excited, and then she got a job at BuzzFeed and hot-tailed it to Los Angeles. So I took the podcast in a different direction and made it about business and motivation, and now that she's here for the week, I thought we would catch up. So Maya, before we get into about the best practices for awesome content creation, what's up? How has this year been living in Los Angeles, working at BuzzFeed for Petalike?
Hello. Yeah, it's been great. I've been working very hard to try to find my own voice, and I feel like I found that a little bit, but it's been great. My mom literally just shoved this phone in my face, and so now I gotta click into work mode. Yes, content creation, YouTube.
Let's back up a little bit. Yeah, I did kind of just shove the phone in her face because that's how us moms do it, right? Okay. So tell me about what it was like going from having your own YouTube channel and doing your own thing for so long, and then all of a sudden going to work for another brand, another company with a whole team. Like, what were a couple of the challenges that you came upon, or were they actually opportunities?
Yes. I think being consistent with my YouTube channel was hard for me, just because I was just working for myself. And then once I got to BuzzFeed, I learned self-discipline, and I learned how to organize. And so that kind of helped me. I'm relaunching my YouTube channel on January 22nd, and it's going to be brand new. And I feel like all the things that I learned growing up from my parents and everything, and then combined with all the tools that I learned from BuzzFeed, is just gonna like make my YouTube channel like solid and great. And I forgot the question. Cause I can't, there's Christmas music on and I just wanna focus on Christmas music, and I don't know, hello.
Oh my gosh, okay. Yeah, we're gonna walk outside a little bit. So I guess my question is, when we're creating content for our own YouTube channels, it's easy to get distracted and maybe postpone and say, I'm going to spend all week working on this video, or I'm going to spend this month working on this video. Whereas where you're at now, it was kind of reminds me of when I was at the newspaper, you have to work on a much faster pace. What are the tips to be able to not only you have good content, but be able to produce it quickly? Like, what is your best tip for being on point with it and getting it out faster?
I think my tip for that is that nothing's going to be perfect. And what slows us down is when we have to get a video out, a timely video, and we can't focus on, oh man, I should have gotten this, or what kind of music am I going to do this on, or what kind of music am I going to use, what kind of text am I going to use. We just, the number one thing we have to focus on is the content good? And everything else is kind of like their embellishments. And I feel like sometimes with our YouTube channels, or just our content in general, we focus too much on the embellishments and not what's at core and what's the main big picture project or the main message we want to give out. Because I notice when I don't have a strong, solid idea, I embellish too much with a bunch of text or graphic or music, and then it kind of leaves the video a little bit like, whoa, it's a distraction. So I think the main tip is to not focus so much on the embellishments, but focus on what is your main message that you want to give out, and is that solid enough? Because we have to get our video, like for this month, we had to get 4 videos out, every single producer, which is like a lot. So we just had to like pump out quick ideas that were of quality. And if they weren't of quality, then we had to add some element to it. So I think just focusing on your big picture message and not so much on the embellishments.
That's a really good tip, because I'm guilty of that too. Sometimes we want to get things done quickly and we kind of compromise the quality of the content, and it's such a fine balance to do both of them. And I read an article this week that really struck me, and it said how the most successful influencers, magazines, writers, all of that, they don't write about what they want to see. They tap into their audience and really pay attention to who their audience is and what their audience wants, and creates content for them. And that's so important to remember. It is about us because it's our personality, but it's essence not about us. It's about our readers and our viewers and our followers. And for me, I think that it's good to start thinking in that way. For 2018, I'm going to start really tapping into what people like the most from what I've done so far and do more of that, which sounds pretty easy, but it's hard because you get, oh my gosh, I want to make a glitter this, I want to make a glitter that. And then I'm like, I better look at all of my views and see, do people really like glittered content? I like glittered content.
I think also, and if you want to work on something that's like, you know, you want to put all those extra embellishments and the big picture message, you have to give yourself time to do it. And I think what's hard for me that I'm trying to do more is creating time to really make those passion projects and to spend time making it exactly how I want it to be. But also hustling and doing these smaller projects too. So I think it's like carving out, you know, a little piece of time to work on the things that you're really, really passionate about, like the videos, and really making those, giving yourself time to make it great. Yeah.
And also rotating topics. Like I know on my blog, I'll try to rotate topics between list and essay type of post, wow projects that I know, you know, I can do a really good Pinterest graphic for. And even though some of them don't get as much traffic as the other ones, like the essay posts, those don't get as much traffic, but I love doing those. And that's something that I do, is kind of like storytelling. And then I'll, you know, put in the projects I know people want to see that hopefully they will like and want to share.
And this is a piece of advice, or I guess structure advice, that I learned directly from YouTube reps. And it's, you have your hub content, or you have your hero content, which is like the big picture type of videos, the ones that you spend time on making perfect, that people will subscribe to you for and look at because it's just like a beautiful thing or something that's gotten popular. And then you have your hub content, which is like your daily vlogs or your daily projects, something to maintain your channel for or your site. And then you have your help content, which is it involves your viewers and your audience to help out with your content, and you can do Q&As. So it's like an entire cycle of like, you spend time on something that is really big, that you love, that you know is going to go viral, and then you have your other maintaining content that is just there, you know, for people to watch. And then you have your content that is viewer and audience friendly and that they're involved in. Yeah, that's just what I thought of right now.
And what would you say are some of the things to stay away from? Like, I can say, like, some of the things that turn me off, and this does not count for personal Facebook feeds, because those are our personal lives that we can post whatever. But some of the turnoffs that I see on brand pages or brand Twitter pages from influence or whatever is when they're not, I can tell they're not thinking about the reader. They're thinking about the client, and they're like tagging all of these things just for the client to make them happy. Whereas if you focus on the reader or the viewer, those extra likes and shares will come naturally and organically. And that's really what we want. And it, I hate it when I come across feeds and it's all either bragging or just everything is, it, I'm like, what is this? There's like 10,000 hashtags that I don't understand. I think people forget that it is all about the person who is reading. You have to think, what's in it for them? What is going to make them want to click and share? It has to be interesting. It has to be appealing. It has to be something that evokes emotion, that makes them want to read the article or share it. So that's something that I always say is, when you're going to post a tweet or an Instagram update, think about, okay, if I was a reader, would this appeal to me? Would I want to read this? Or am I just going on autopilot and just posting a bunch of stuff because I have to? The autopilot stuff totally stands out, and it's a turnoff. Do you have any tips that you say stay away from or things not to do?
As far as like Instagram,
just anything,
or
yeah.
I think anything that sticks out that isn't a part of your personality, that it's like so obvious that we know you're just trying to post this picture to like to gain whatever brand or whatever, just like you said. But I think, I don't know, people like imperfection. And I think that's one of the biggest things in life and in my social media that I've seen grow is like, as soon as I started posting things like of weight loss or just like, you know, a bad day that I had on like Instagram, on stories, people relate to that more than a picture perfect styled picture or video, because nobody can really achieve that. Only a few people can achieve that, and it's boring. Like, yeah. I see perfect posed pictures or like products or something, and I just scroll because I'm like meh. But if I see somebody who is like happy in their picture or who is like messing around or has a long description of a story or how they were feeling that day, I connect to that more. So I think it's like going back to the human connection aspect of it, because I mean, perfection is just like, it's boring. Like, it is so boring. I'd rather see somebody who like had a bad day or had a good day or had something real and human, a human story to share, rather than somebody posing by an Instagram wall with a smile and like a dumb quote. Yeah. Like, I hate that.
And I think it also goes back to, what is the purpose of your feed? Like, for my Crafty Chica Instagram feed, my whole mission for that is to inspire people to make something. So I do strive to have pictures where they want to make it or look at it and say, I want to make that. But my Instagram story, that's the behind the scenes where I cry over my crafts if they go wrong.
And the difference between like your pictures is that like it's something that you made. It's not something that like, you know, somebody took a picture of at a store because it looked pretty. Like, that has no, like, I don't get it. But everybody knows that you made it, that you handcrafted it, that, oh, is it, I think our, is it our Uber Eats?
No, it's not here yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. sorry, I'm hungry. But yeah, I think it's just like, a lot of times people ask like, oh, how do I get like 20,000 followers on Instagram? Like, you know, I'm going to follow this person's formula. And it's like, no, don't do that. Because if one of those pictures or videos on YouTube or Facebook got viral and it's not your personality, you're going to have to maintain that, because that's what people are going to come back for. And they'll unfollow.
I know one time I did the contest, like, tag a friend, and I got all of these extra followers. And then within like a week, a lot of them unfollowed. So you just have to put engaging stuff that you feel good with that represents you. And I always say it's not about the number of followers. Like, this is my personal thing. I would rather have more engagement and then know that the followers will grow naturally because of that than to like have a whole gob of followers and no engagement. That's just how I look at things. So I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you so much, Maya.
She got me out here in the cold, you guys. I just wanted to relax, and she got me doing a podcast. Also, go follow Better Like on Facebook and YouTube.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a super Merry Christmas, and I'll see you in 2018. And don't forget to visit craftychica.com for more information and all over social at Crafty Chica.
And Maya in the Moment on Instagram also.
Relaunching her YouTube, in the Moment, January 22nd.
January 22nd, I'm relaunching my YouTube channel. It's going to be new channel art, new videos. It's going to be lit.
Thanks, guys. Bye.